Let's play pretend.
You are a cyborg mining slave. Shifts happened in the economics of your world, so you are left for dead on a dying planet by the very people who were supposed to protect you. I am a rogue pilot with a weird love for space cowboy aesthetics. I have something I want to ask you.
You call for me, for I come from Andromeda with just my humble plea. I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Proserpina coming down that little hill. A laser scythe was in her arms, a tear was in her eye. She said, I'm coming back to Earth, it's not your time to die.
Oh, hey, you're up. Glad to see it. I was running out of songs I could remember. Sorry, partner, no water right now. Chew on this date for a moment. It'll open up your throat a little. Extreme dehydration can't be fixed by glugging a bunch of water. You're lucky I found you, partner. There's only two living people on this rock other than the Crowl Beasts. I'm one, and you're the other. Well, they left you for dead after the harvest. Nobody was supposed to be around until the sun rises again next year. You must have run out of juice, so they just pushed you aside and kept going. That's the war on economy for you. This planet isn't pretty, is it? I love how it has a slow rotation. This is my favorite time of day, just after sunset. The sky becomes that wine dark purple, and all the stars come peeking out. And since this planet rotates so slow, it'll be like this for weeks. I love visiting new planets and drawing new constellations. See that one over there? Kind of looks like a gear. And that one, a little bit like a cacti. What do you think? Not much for imagination, eh? I never used to either. You finished that date yet? Splendiferous. Here, let me tip you up. Now you can have a little water, but don't drink too fast. It's a good thing you're a power slave. Well, your implants, they preserved you for a lot longer than would normally be possible. I'd have died if I spent 6 weeks out here like that. Honestly, I kind of thought you were dead meat. It's so dry, even the growl beasts left you alone. Whoa, there, buddy. Easy. Don't mind them wires. Your bioelectric batteries were too low to rejuvenate you themselves, so I had to hook you up to my ship's fusion array. Here, have some more water. Slow now, all right? There, that's enough for now. That should be enough to restart most of your biologic circuits. So, tell me, what's your name, bud? Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Alpha Green 24601. Now, what's your real name? The one you had before you were a power slave. The one your mama called you? Oh, come now. You can tell me. It's just the two of us. I'm your friendly neighborhood clairvoyant space buckaroo. My name is Ash Clemens, but most people call me the Delphi Kid. Okay, that's not really true, but I wish it was. So, one name for another. What's yours? Well, that's a nice name. Suits ya. Where are you from, partner? Captian 4? Damn, the Astro Boys back on Earth sure know how to name a planet, don't they? Me? I'm not from anywhere in particular. I'm a fleet baby. Born in a vat on a shadow ore freighter. Didn't even know what a planet was until I was almost grown. Maybe not that long. Definitely didn't realize how big this old universe was before I went rogue. Whoa, easy there. It's not... That's right, I'm not with your bosses. I'm not with the Triad at all. I'm a rogue pilot. I work for Union, but... My flag is my own. I was just in the neighborhood, and my Cassandra virus started going nuts on me. Then I found you. Oh, sorry, I should have explained. I had the Cassandra virus. Oh, don't worry, though. We won't catch it. It's a bloodborne thing. Never heard of it. Man, you really don't get out much, do you? It's sort of a virus mixed with a curse. Lets me see possible futures. I guess you could say I'm a soldier of fortune, eh? Eh? No love for puns, huh? Human powers, all the same. I guess the first thing they replace with machines is your funny bone. The Void Sirens made the virus to punish the crew of a freighter whose captain saved their souls by beating them at poker. If you catch it, you know exactly how you're gonna die, and you can't prevent it. But with a little training, you could use it to see some possible nearby futures. Really helps out when I'm playing cribbage. And now I never forget to take my casserole out of the oven. It's kind of relaxing anyways, knowing how I'm gonna die. I can eat all the fugu I want, for one thing. Not that there is any out here, but you catch my drift, I think. What are you thrashing around for? Oh, I'm the enemy, eh? An apostate. Well, dadgummit, you done diddly seen through my evil plot. Oh, yes, sir. I was gonna come on down to the surface of this here planet because I had a vision. I had a vision that somebody was down here and they had been left dead. Then I sinisterly brought you back from the brink. And then I offered you water like the mustache-twirling Judas I am. Good golly gosh, I'm so darn evil. Not like those heroic patriots that left their own guy for dead, because otherwise they'd have to slow down the shadow ore harvest by 30 seconds. They're the real heroes here. Oh, I know your planet. They launched a rebellion, 300-400 years ago. Didn't go so great, though. So now they have to give half of their children to the Galactic Triad to become power slaves. So how do they decide that anyway? Is it a lottery? Or do you send the kids that do bad on their spelling tests? Oh, it's necessary, huh? Gotta do your part to fight off these spooky, scary aliens. You ever seen an alien, kid? No? Well, you can look around. You'll find their graves all over this rock. There used to be a civilization on this planet. They were pretty primitive, maybe, I'm sure. Iron Age tech level. But they had a society. They had struggles, culture, religion, and dreams. No different from you, me, and Bobby McGee. But now they're just bones. They were in the way of the war machine, and they got destroyed for it. They never even knew what was happening. Was that necessary? Who was the threat here? And look at what they've done to you. They took you out here to process shadow ore. It mutilated you a bit, so looks like they lopped you to pieces. Made you a cyborg. And for what? To harvest something they needed to build weapons? Because heavens help that there's a world in the galaxy outside the grasp of the pious and the powerful. You could have been something. Someone, an astronaut, a scientist, a priest, you know, whatever you wanted. But they burned you up for their pride and their pocketbook. This planet should have grown and flourished, become a world worth living on. But instead, it's just a tombstone floating out here in the void. This war we're fighting, it exists because they want it. Prosphina, Destora, Kor, and all those little theocrats. They want this war. and the Mutroids and the Apostates, the Loyalists, the Skycrawlers, the Moon Raiders, the Summoners, the Power Slaves, and countless other names are lost to us. They all suffer for it. Look at the sky, number the stars, and tell me there's not enough universe for everybody. Look me in the eyes and tell me that. Tell me why you have to be a power slave. Don't turn away from me. I'm trying to help you, you stubborn fool. You don't have to fight this war. You don't have to die on this rock. Look. In my mind, you have two options. You can wake up, come with me, or I can leave you with this. Well, it's a survival kit. Should have everything you need to stay alive until the triad drifts back. Let me give you some advice, though. I can see three possible futures for you, more or less. The virus has shown me. There's a future where you die out here before they find you. There's the future where they do find you, and you do the same stuff you were doing before, and they leave you for dead again. But possibility number three, that's the one where you come with me. And that's where stuff starts to get exciting. You can join me and take to fighting them, or you can go as far away as nobody will ever find you. You can do anything you want. Just drop that heavy load. Come with me. I see you found your laser pistol. I put it there. There's also a box of double A's, so you should have enough ammo to keep the Kral beasts at bay for a while, assuming you're stubborn enough to stay here. Oh, I see what you're thinking. You're gonna shoot me. Pretty bold move. You ever even handled one of those things? Here's some more free advice. If you want to hit me, don't do anything cute and tricksy. Just aim right between the eyes. Straight and true. Better be a quick draw, though. You only get one shot. Not bad, partner. Not bad at all for a tenderfoot. But today's not the day I yee my last haul. I could see my death, remember? I've shot laser pistols out of more hands than I can count. And let me tell you, wandering alone in the stars has taught me how to count really, really high. I told you I know how to die, and this ain't it. Not even close. For one thing, there's no zebra. What's the matter, desperado? Did you think I was gonna go in for the kill? That's not how I roll. I'll be taking this for a while, though. Look at that. Too much excitement for you, I guess. You're going back into deep sleep mode? Well, don't you worry. I'm not going anywhere. I'll keep an eye on you. Why don't you sleep on what I've told you? And we'll see where you are when you wake up. You don't have to be a power slave. You don't have to carry this burden anymore. You can come with me and live in peace. Sleep on it. Sayonara for now, partner.